All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome. Happy Saturday. This is the Turd Flea Monkey Show. I don't know how I sound. Shogun is saying that I sound robot-y, but I think it's on his end. I don't know if there's somebody can verify what's going on.
Because I hope it's just my end, but because I was listening on Jitsi and I was listening on X, and you sounded the same on both, so I was considering that possibility. But you sound fine now, which is really what matters.
Okay, I literally changed nothing, so I don't know why I would sound bad a second ago, and now I sound fine. But it is what it is. So if I sound weird, if I sound robot-y, just type something in the chat. Let me know. This is just one of those things. All right. Anyway, sorry about that. I'm just a little out of sorts today. Welcome to the show, everyone. As you can see, I did some stuff with my little PNG tuber avatar in the corner. I looked up some more tutorials. I changed the I don't know what you call it, the bobbing, the neutral bobbing. So that I have more of a natural breathing type of movement. I also made it to where my eyes track left and right slowly so that I'm not just staring in one direction the entire show, but my eyes kind of move left to right. And then when I talk, my cigar wiggles like I'm flicking the ashes off my cigar. And that's pretty fun. Now, I've noticed that sometimes the audio desyncs. And I think maybe because I have too much going on with my avatar, like I made my PNG tuber too fancy. But it's not using my resources. My resources are all green. They're not like yellow or red or anything. So I don't know. But anyway, if the audio desyncs and my avatar does something retarded, I don't know, man. It's a free program. What can you do? I'll try to... I might have to downgrade my little PNG tuber. Maybe the eyes and the wiggling cigar was just too much. I got too much going on. I got to step it back. But anyway, all right. Let's get our sponsors out of the way. We have a couple things to talk about, but I'll be dead ass real with you guys. There ain't shit going on. There ain't shit. Basically, it's already over. We're just waiting for like reality to catch up. There's really not a lot to talk about in terms of updates. I already know what's going to happen. It hasn't happened yet, and the regime is trying to kick the can down the road as much as possible, but it's kind of done. They're kind of done, and they clearly have no plan to turn this around or do anything different. They're just stalling. They're just stalling. They don't want to actually, you know, call the game. They don't want to actually cut a deal or change tactics or do anything. They're just talking some shit and they're stalling, hoping that somehow, magically, some miracle happens and they pull out a win, which isn't going to happen. It's over. But whatever. They're going to stall for as long as possible until they're defeated. And that's going to be it. Thank God. That's kind of where we are at this point. All right, anyway, before we get into that, let's get the sponsors out of the way. We got the Dollhouse, purveyor fine waifu and waifu accessories with Air Venus, who make excellent silicone sex doll torsos. I will be reviewing the Celestina 2.0. Here's the issue. I don't know if they even sell what they sent me. They basically did like a custom job. They had like an artist make the Celestina 2.0 head for me, which is really good. I'm enjoying it. But I can't review something unless I have a URL to a product. So I'm waiting on that. So hopefully next week they'll send me a link to the product, even if it's not the same. Like, I guess they had their makeup artist actually try to replicate Celestina's makeup from her AI, because I generate little AI pictures of her and I sent those as references and they tried to replicate that makeup. So you know, the product they sell may not look the same as mine because mine has a custom makeup thing, but I need at least a product. And also the Aero Venus YouTube channel is live. It has one review on it as an experiment to see if it gets shut down. I guess so far so good. Aravenus is running it, but I'm providing the content for it. If you're curious, it's on YouTube. It's called The Dollverse. I didn't name it. I'm not running it. Aravenus is running it. They just were doing an experiment to see if YouTube shuts it down because of the content. And if it's fine or whatever, then they'll add more content. But, you know, it is what it is. Anyway. All right. So Aravenus is also Aravenus had their like anniversary stream. They did it on Zoom, which was kind of weird because none of the streaming sites would allow it. So they have to do like Zoom conferences, which it's kind of silly. But I was part of that like last week, and that was fun. Did some giveaways. I don't know if they recorded. I think they recorded it, and they're gonna upload it to the Dollverse YouTube channel. Probably editing it slightly. I'm not sure. That's on them. I'm not in charge of it. That's like an Aravenus thing. I'm more of like a brand ambassador than anything. Anyway, all right, so that Aravenus out of the way. MetWeb is AMR's posting platform and VPN service. It's what I use. And it's really good. And you're helping out someone in the community. It costs less than $5 a month. Or if you want to host a website, it's like less than $100. So if you're thinking about using a web hosting platform like GoDaddy, use MetWeb. That way you're helping some of the community with your project. You know, one hand washes the other. Also, at a aside to Amar, his Egyptian shawarma fundraiser was successful. So the campaign has been closed. He's, you know, moving forward and with next steps. But that was a successful campaign. So thank you to everyone who donated and supports AMR. He does support us a lot. He gives us like many tools and websites and platforms at his own expense to try to help the community. So it's important we help him as well. And then finally, with Revy Consulting, which again is Revy's kind of online mentorship program. So if you want some help from Revy, if you're like a young guy looking for an academic mentorship, or if you're an engineer or a roboticist, you're looking for more professional mentorship, or if you want an actual engineer or roboticist input on a project, Revy's willing to basically offer service to you at a fraction of the cost that he would normally charge. And if you don't want to talk to him about your personal stuff, if you'd rather just have some general information, he put a lot of his general information into a book, which he sells for $10. If you just go to scroll down to the bottom, you'll see a link to sponsor links. Click that, and then go to the link that says Revy Consulting. You'll see a link to the website and to the book. All right, so those are our sponsors. Nice. Sponsors have been jailed. Congratulations. All right. So, what's going on in the world? There's really only two things to talk about. We'll talk on the financial. On the financial thing, it's MeStop Mania again, and the normies are trying to like squeeze the shorts. And so you've got meme stocks, you've got silver. It is the end of the month. The contract should roll over, which means any short squeezing should be squeezed out at the point. So expect markets to reverse probably over the next week or so. But the thing is like, I day trade. I don't try to day trade, I pretend to day trade. So we come to like these squeezes and all that stuff. I don't mess around with stuff. I don't chase momentum. I don't day trade. I don't fuck around with options. You know, when something is underpriced based on the fundamentals, I buy. When something is overpriced based on the fundamentals, I sell or stay out of it. And that's basically what I do. Bubble continues. Again, we're looking at, and I hate to repeat myself, but you know, for anyone who didn't win in the Wednesday show, this is still useful information. So I was predicting a month or so ago that Q2 GDP should be negative. The economy is dog shit. We have lots of layoffs. There's no reason for GDP to be positive, especially with tariffs. So I was expecting the insiders to panic selling in July. That would be the telltale sign, because it's perfectly legal. It's not legal for government insiders to trade on insider information, but everybody does it, and nobody's going to investigate government because everyone's doing it. people who are in charge of enforcing these laws are also doing it themselves. So not investigating themselves, not themselves, guilty upon themselves. So the government can essentially get away with it. They can inside trade all day long and no one will ever do anything about it. However, what I'm seeing is, GDP, or like a recession are in the teens. Recession odds cratered in a way. And you got all this, rational bidding happening, which means insiders have staked their claim, and they know. Because the thing is, when it comes to government reports, numbers are crunched long before the reports are officially published. The official publication date of this government report is August. The number of all been crunched and compiled in July, and the people who know are going to leak that information to friends and family, to, politically connected insiders on Wall Street. Just think about it. Right now, the economy, not only the economy, but the market especially, they're driven entirely by the government. The government's...
Hey, Chip.
What's up?
I'm sorry to interject. It's just that, okay, so I'm getting feedback from people on Twitter, Rumble, and even myself. It's like you're roboting again, but... So far, everyone is telling me that it's coming from your end. I don't know what's going on.
All right. Let me just, let's see who's the PNG tuber. Because, let me get that fixed. Because that's the only thing I've been getting. Okay, did that fix it?
Nope, it still sounds like a robot to me.
All right. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not doing anything different. Okay. So I've reset my audio thing. I've killed the thing I've added is the PNGTuber thing. I killed that. Okay. Let me. I guess I can kill the Twitter thing. That's still, like I'm not doing anything that causes my audio to robot. I don't have any. I didn't change any settings, unless there's a Windows update. But I thought they weren't going to support Windows 10 anymore, and that would be the end of my bullshit forced updates that would fuck up all my shit. I don't see anything different.
Yeah, what's weird is that for a while, it's like you'll stop roboting and you'll sound fine. It's like you sound fine now. But then it's like I hear a little bit of robot, and then you start going back to roboting, and it's like, I don't know what the heck it is. Because, people are saying they can hear me just fine, but it's you they can't hear.
All right. Okay. I have no idea. So...
Okay. Well, you sound fine again, so it just... Right. So at the moment, you sound fine.
All right. Okay. I don't know. Usually, if I'm roboting, it's because my internet is shitting the bed, but everything is showing fine. Everything's been showing fine. I killed the PNGTuber program, and because I do know the PNGTuber thing causes audio desyncing. So again, maybe my little animation is just too—it's too crazy. The eyes and the cigar wiggling—that's just too much. And it's—I don't know. Or maybe the program is just dog shit. I need to learn a different program because it was a free program. Maybe it was—it was not to be. Anyway, all right. I'm not in the mood for this shit in the first place. All this, look, let me just get through this. And frankly, if my shit's not working, we'll just end the show early. We'll go our separate ways. We'll start fresh next week. It's fine. Anyway, to try to get through this, you have... the markets are... They're kind of on a fixed course. GDP is going to be positive next month. It shouldn't be, but it's going to be. And that will kick the can down the road for the recession for 6 months. I also have no doubt that the plan is to keep the markets propped up as long as possible. So we are going to have stagflation and very likely hyperinflation and civil war. Because these dipshits in Washington just will not let the recession just happen. Clear out the trash. Let prices come back down to earth. No, we can't have that. Because we have to fight all these wars we have no money for at the same time. Because we can't just... It's whatever. And you know what? It's not even the worst possible way this can go. Like, hyperinflation and civil war sound bad, but, like, it would actually be better, or it would be worse, if things happened slower. You know, like the boiling frog. If things just got worse very slowly, that would be worse. It's not the worst thing to have things just completely shit the bed very rapidly so that everybody knows whose fault it is. There's not going to be any fucking... Some people will be like, oh, it's capitalism. Capitalism failed us. We need communism. Some people will say that. Those people need to be impaled. But most people will be able to point out, oh, the government did this. Yes, the government did this. And by the way, when the government is the problem, the solution isn't more government. The solution is, oh, the government fucked up. We need even bigger government. We need more oversight of the private sector because the government, which was the problem that caused the issue, they weren't big enough and powerful enough. We need even more big, powerful government. That'll fix the problem. I guarantee you people will make the argument because they already are. They're already trying to blame everything, not the government. Because if you say the government is the problem and we need more government, you sound stupid. So they need the problem to be not the government. It needs to be the rich. It needs to be capitalism. It needs to be the banks. It needs to be somebody else, not the government. I promise you, the problem is the government. The government is the problem, beginning, middle, and end. And all I got to do, look at the market right now. The market is hanging completely on what the government does. Is Jerome Powell going to get fired? Oh, the markets are moving. Are the Trump tariffs going in? Or are the Trump tariffs getting, postponed? Oh, that's moving the market. Are central banks buying gold? Or are they going to do yield curve control? What's happening with Japan? Or what's happening with the EU? These are all governments. These are all governments. So the governments are the problem, and they're fucking everything up. And unfortunately, what it looks like is... again, Trump is just a giant disappointment. You know, he was elected to end the wars and, you know, fix the problems, and he's just doubling down on every war. He doesn't give a shit. And they're still the same playbook from 2023, the same goddamn playbook. They're still trying to get China and Russia to cuck. China and Russia are not going to cuck. I saw this bullshit today where they were saying, oh, you know, Ukraine can take Crimea. No, they can't. There was no fucking way in hell that Ukraine is going to take Crimea. They're losing. They lost in Kursk. Complete fucking blowout. That was supposed to be their big ace in the hole where Ukraine was going to take part of Russia and then they were going to do like land swaps and they just got completely blown the fuck out. And that was like their best units. They sent their best units and their best shit to Kursk, and they got their fucking asses kicked. That was the end of the war, by any rational person's estimation. And they're talking about how they're going to take fucking Crimea. No, you're not. You aren't doing shit. You're just stalling. You're just fucking stalling. Hoping that something magical happens, and Russia and China fucking agree to a ceasefire, which they're not going to. They have literally no reason to. China has basically come to terms with the fact that the West keeps doubling down on this shit that, oh, we're going to be at war with China in 5 years. Like, they put a fucking timetable. So if you're China, what do you do? What do you do? Here's the collective West saying that they're going to go to war with you in 5 years. You're not doing anything. You're doing literally nothing. You know who's doing something? It's fucking NATO and the West. They're the ones moving all these weapons into Taiwan, building military bases all around your border. They're preparing for war simply to stop you from catching up to them. They want to suppress you. They've tried to suppress China in terms of like silicon semiconductor development and AI development. And China's just blowing past them anyway. And you know what's fucking hilarious? Like, these AI companies in America, like Meta, and I don't know about X, but I know Meta is one, and Facebook, all these fucking companies with these big AI projects, they're trying to, like, scalp each other, like, hire their big heads of AI research and development to come work for them instead, and they're offering them hundreds of millions or even billion-dollar contracts to switch companies and work for them. All these fucking people that all these Western tech companies are fighting over to head up their AI development and research, they're all Chinese! They're all fucking Chinese! So I have fucking, here's a spoiler alert. If all the heads of your AI research and development are Chinese, I'm pretty sure that China is going to win the AI war. Because they have more Chinese people than you do. That's kind of like what they specialize in. And they're, oh, we're going to go to war with China in 5 years. Like, with what? You have no fucking manufacturing. You're getting your asses kicked by fucking Iran. And you're going to go to war with China in 5 years? Who is going to go to war with China in 5 years? Nobody. The fucking economy is, we are already in recession. The economy is already in recession. All this bullshit is all driven by just speculation on bailouts and tariff relief and lower interest rates. And that's it. And if the market is right and Trump cuts, you know, interest rates to zero and money printer go burr, that's not going to make the economy better. That's just going to cause stagflation. That nothing is going to get better with lower interest rates and more money printing and stimulus. It's over. It's fucking over. It was over when we went to war with Iran and lost. That was our all-in moment, our big moment, our big, like, oh shit, we're going all in, we're betting the whole farm, and it didn't fucking work. And he, like, I saw this thing, Israel's like, oh, Iran is preparing for a preemptive strike. We're gonna go back to war with Iran. Like, first of all, you're stupid if you do, but I know they're going to. I know they're going to. They shouldn't. If they had a fucking brain cell to rub together, they would take the fucking L, and they would, like, figure out, they would be very protective and defensive and conservative, and they would not be doubling down, but they're going to double down because they don't know what else to do. They have no fucking plan. It's over. The only thing that's keeping, like, the regime from collapsing already is the fact that BRICS doesn't want a war. They don't want to, like, when BRICS gains the momentum and the West calls for a ceasefire, BRICS is like, okay, stop attacking us and we'll stop attacking you. They don't want the war. It's the West that wants the war. So the West keeps starting shit and then getting their asses kicked and then calling for a ceasefire and then doing it again. And BRICS is just like, we'd like for this to stop. You know, you don't have to keep starting this shit every couple months. You could just, like, fuck off and leave us alone, and that we'd like that. But no, they're preparing for war somehow. It's so stupid. They by no metric are they winning. And also, like, the future in warfare, we're not even talking AI or economic war. First of all, the economic war is decidedly in BRICS's favor. And as the West is trying to, they're trying to rein in their vassals through fear. Like, the United States is threatening Japan. Well, they made Japan agree to this really one-sided trade deal, which really screws over Japan, because Japan is in so much debt that they need like, the Fed and the American financial system to bail them out. And so they had to sign this big multi-year deal with America to basically screw their country over, which is fine for America now. But, like, if you're Japan and you're getting completely screwed over, if being America's vassal is no longer in your interest, it's really just a phone call away to switch sides. And America, like Japan, South Korea, the Philippines, there's, like, a few other countries. That is America's presence in, you know, along the Chinese border. If Japan switches sides, that's it. Like, all they have left is, like, what, South Korea, the Philippines, Guam, and some shit like that. Like, their ability to wage war against China gets effectively neutered if Japan switches sides. And here's Trump actively screwing over Japan, making them sign a one-sided trade deal just so they can, I don't know. I don't even know. There doesn't seem to be any sort of long-term strategy here whatsoever. It's just Trump is trying to hold everything together a little bit longer. He's just stalling. He's trying to make it to Friday. He's trying to keep the vassals in line through fear, threatening trade wars and tariffs and economic hardship if they don't comply, which will work for in the short term, but it will horribly backfire in the long term, especially as BRICS gains momentum, which it is. Meanwhile, on the manufacturing front, America doesn't produce anything. We're not even building. Like, you would think, after what, how many years of war, we'd be building more factories and employing more Americans to churn out ammunitions and missiles and tanks and fighter jets, you know, all this shit that America is supposed to be the best in. We have the best military assets in the world. Except, no, we're not. We're not doing those things. In fact, we actually need Chinese rare earth minerals to produce missiles. Because we need, like, the special rare earth magnets that are, like, immune to... I don't remember the specifics. It has to do something with, like, magnets. The magnets that are used in missiles have to be a certain type because they can't, like, affect the electronics. If you have, because you have electronics in the missiles, and if you don't have the right kind of magnet, you can cause the whole missile to shut down. And unfortunately for the United States and the West, all that shit comes from China. So you're threatening a country that you're dependent on. And what's really retarded is we had that trade war with China this year, a couple months ago, and then Trump basically, you know, cut a deal to try to get those rare earth minerals because basically Trump caved with the trade war with China in a matter of like a couple of weeks, and he fucking caved. And now they're trying to, oh, we're going to hit BRICS with a tariff, and we're going to do this, that, and we're going to be at war with China in 5 years. It's like all this shit talk, all this bullshit. And Israel, oh yeah, we're going to attack Iran. Like, what has changed? What has changed from the last time you attacked Iran and Tel Aviv is getting blown up? What are you going to do different this time? Because now you won't have the element of surprise. When you launched your attack against Iran the first time, they were in the middle of peace talks and you did a decapitation strike against their leadership. And you launched a cyber attack against their air defenses. And you had Afghan nationals in Iran activating drone swarm factories from within Iran to attack all these targets. All of that is gone now. The cyber attack loophole has been patched. All the Afghans have been deported. All of the upper leadership of Iran is on high alert. What are you going to do? What are you going to do to take out Iran? What is your magical plan? And this thing, oh, we're going to nuke them. Okay, well, Dmitry Medvedev said Iran will be given nuclear warheads if you go to war with them. That hasn't changed. There's no plan here. You're not going to be able to nuke Iran and nothing happens to you because everyone's just going to cuck and let you do it. That died. And that's basically why the next day after Dmitry Medvedev said that, there were peace talks. There were ceasefire talks. But these fucking dipshits actually thought that Russia and China were going to allow Iran to be fucking nuked or allow the U.S. to just fucking destroy them. And they were just sitting around there twiddling their thumbs as if they don't know that they're next. China has been like, China's already explicitly said they know that they are the target in the end. So China is going to make sure that Russia doesn't fail, because if Russia fails, China's next. So China has every incentive to support Russia. And Russia knows Iran, and this, and I've said this before, I said this when that happened, it's so funny. We were moving assets from Ukraine to Israel. During this, the Iran, that 12-day war between Iran and Israel, we are taking missiles and air defenses out of Ukraine, moving them to Iran or moving them to Israel to protect against Iran. Now, what does that tell you? It means we don't have any fucking weapons. They're gone. We have to move things from one active war zone to another because we don't have anything. We don't have any missiles. They're gone. So if you're Russia, if you're China, what do you do? Well, you know, like let me just, I'll try to paint this as simply as I can. You know that America is beholden to Israel. You know this. The signs are all there. And you know that America is willing to sacrifice Ukraine, Taiwan, and any other of its vassals to protect Israel. Israel is priority number one. So if you're Russia or China, what do you do? What do you do? This isn't fucking rhetorical. What do you do? It's simple. It's simple. It's so simple. You protect and defend and supply Iran. Because if Iran is threatening Israel, that means the West has to concentrate all of their assets to protecting Israel. And if they're protecting Israel, what are they not doing? They're not arming Taiwan. They're not rearming Ukraine. They're not stopping Russia's offensive. They're not doing anything. They're going to abandon any and all other theaters to concentrate everything onto Israel because Israel is so important to them. Israel is like, you know, like if you go back to like a Legend of Zelda game, you know how the bosses have like a flashing weak spot? That's Israel. As far as the regime is concerned, Israel is the flashing weak spot in the regime. So that's where you concentrate. So these people who thought like, oh, they don't actually care about Iran. Oh, they're not actually going to do anything. You are 100% wrong. 100,000% wrong. Even if Russia or China, they don't care personally about Iran, the fact that when Israel's threatened, the regime pulls out all the stops, redirecting military assets from the proxies that are being arrayed against them in order to give those weapons and assets to Israel, is every incentive you need to support Iran. Every incentive. Now, let's also throw into the fact that Iran sells all of its oil to China, and Russia and Iran have a strategic partnership. Like, there's formalized agreements and relationships between these countries already. They're not gonna, and also, like, if Russia and China just sat back and did nothing and let Iran be destroyed because they don't want war with the U.S., that's the central thesis of the regime, is that Russia and China will let us destroy Iran, let us do whatever we want because they don't want war, and we basically just pick off bricks one country at a time, and Russia and China just sit there with their thumb up their ass and let us do it. And then eventually, when it's only Russia and China left, then we attack them. We basically, you know, they're a bunch of pussies who will do nothing so they can be eaten last. Now, it was an open question whether that hypothesis was true. At this point, there's no doubt in my mind. That question has been answered. Russia and China are not going to cuck. They're not going to do nothing. They're not going to let you take out Iran. And then when you went to go against Iran, Tel Aviv got the shit bombed out of it, bypassing 7 layers of air defenses, which you don't have, by the way. You used up all your air defenses fighting all these wars simultaneously with no manufacturing capacity while declaring war against the biggest manufacturer in the world in a war which is fought primarily with drones, which means it's a manufacturing war. Who do you think produces all the drone parts? Where do you think they come from? Which country do you think has a fucking, like, cornered the market on drone manufacturing? Not, like, everyone buys their drones from China. That's where everything comes from. And you, like a retard, you're like, oh, let's start a war with China. Let's threaten China. I wonder what will happen. They're going to bury you in fucking drones. That's what's going to happen. They're going to fucking bury you. There's not a goddamn thing you can do about it. And then the economy is, we are already in recession. There is no economy. It's all fucking broken. They're just propping it up with the promises of rate cuts and firing Jerome Powell and bailouts. And like, that's it. That's all they have. Basically, the promise of stagflation is keeping the markets propped up. And that's it. That's everything. Nothing is happening. The regime lost. The empire is doomed. It hasn't collapsed yet because BRICS knows that they've already won. They just have to run out the clock. The next financial crisis will be the last financial crisis. Because everything's going down. They're going to keep bailing out and keep manipulating and keep lying and bullshitting until the dollar collapses. And then that'll be it. And what's really stupid is no one's buying our bonds anymore outside of Europe. And Trump is threatening Europe with like a trade war, and you know, like, who's going to buy our bonds? Like, I want the world to dump the dollar so we can have hyperinflation sooner rather than later, just to get it over with. This like slow burn of you know, Trump and I, look, this is all part. If you're familiar with the dollar milkshake theory, so the U.S. is printing money and causing inflation, and they're exporting that inflation to the world. You might think this is going to cause hyperinflation in the U.S. The U.S. will be the last currency in the West to fall. Japan will fall first, then Europe. The euro will fall, the yen will fall. But why is that? It's because these countries are beholden to the U.S., and the U.S. will cannibalize them to bail itself out until the very end. So this one-sided trade war with Japan, that was like the prelude. You're going to see something similar happen with the EU, where the EU is forced to make all these concessions because the EU is bankrupt too. The EU is basically the only one buying U.S. bonds. But again, in case it needs to be said it again, all the money the EU has comes from the Fed. The Fed is giving the EU infinite money through swap lines to buy U.S. bonds. So it's just money. It's a debt monetization with extra steps. It's being laundered through the Eurodollar system. But the inflation isn't going away. And I know it's like, oh, but the price of eggs went down. Uh-huh. They sure did. Eggs went down because they stopped killing chickens. It had nothing to do with the actual underlying cause of inflation. If you have like a bird flu scare and you kill a bunch of chickens and you don't have, the egg production amount of chickens gets like cut significantly, the price of eggs are going to go up in the short term until you stop killing chickens. And that basically just happened under the last few months under Biden. And then 5 months later, egg prices crashed because it takes about 5 months for a chick to be raised into a hen once they stop killing them. So that there's your egg prices. But everything else is either flat. Like, prices aren't going down. Prices are not returning to any kind of, prior year price level. They're not going up as fast as they were, like, after we printed $20 trillion during COVID. But they're not going down. They're just going up slower. But that's because, interest rates are relatively high. People have recession fears. So you have certain, like, I really hate the way that they track inflation and report inflation because and I understand it's 100% deliberate. They're trying to understate and disguise the inflation because they want you to believe you're crazy if you think like you're getting poorer, which you are. You are getting poorer, but they don't want you to know that, so they just disguise the inflation. But it is what it is. It doesn't matter. And also, it doesn't matter if you are. If you're making money on these squeezes in meme stocks or crypto, it doesn't matter. This whole market is fake and gay. There's nothing there. These AI companies that have these trillion-dollar valuations, they haven't turned a profit in 10 years, which is longer than the tech bubble. The tech bubble popped before this time. This bubble just keeps getting inflated. It's the biggest bubble in the history of bubbles. And it's because it should have popped 2 years ago, back in 2023, when the banks failed. But the government's been bailing everyone out and promising more stimmies and lower interest rates, and they're just keeping everything propped up. But eventually it'll pop. Or if it doesn't pop, you're going to have a bond crisis and a sovereign debt crisis and a bank failure crisis, and something will happen. Like, the market is on life support, and we are already in recession as far as the economy is concerned. So, yeah, and we can't afford these wars, and yet here we are, doubling down on these wars we've already lost and can't afford. Because fucking Israel. They're our greatest ally. We have to make sure they can keep genociding Palestinians for a few more months. It's so stupid. But that's it. That's where we're at. The market is fake and gay. Geopolitics, it's basically over. There is no path where the regime turns this around. They've passed the last exit ramp. They're just stalling. That's it. And if all this shit talk is real, if they try to go to war with China, or if Israel tries to go to war with Iran again, they're going to get their shit pushed in again. And then what's going to happen is, a couple days after the initial salvo, they're going to call for a ceasefire. And then BRICS is like, sure, stop attacking us and we'll stop attacking you. And then it'll be another couple of months. And then Israel will attack Iran again, or someone will fucking start somewhere something. And then whatever. It's going to be this again and again and again, as the regime has no money, is completely lost its manufacturing base, has no plans of rebuilding it. There's no plans. The plan by the regime is just infinite Indians. Flood the country with infinite Indians and try to make white people a minority in their own countries 10 years ahead of schedule so that they can hold on to power somehow and prevent like their inevitable usurpation. That's kind of like, that's all they care about. They're just literally fucking everything up. And the thing is, it's like these Indians don't give a shit about these immigrants. They're not loyal to anyone. They're not loyal. Well, they're loyal to themselves. They're not loyal to the Democrats or the UN or any of these fucking dipshit globalist Zionist entities. They're not loyal to them. They're not going to die for you. They're here for fucking welfare. And they're also kind of fucking stupid. So, sure, they'll fight if you threaten to take their welfare away or deport them. But, like, if you think in the Civil War you're going to conscript all these Indians to come fight and die for you, that's not going to happen. Mercenaries, like, if somebody's motivated by, well, frankly, nationalism, this is the problem. The left hates nationalism because, you know, they're fundamentally globalists, Marxist communists. And they don't like nationalism. Nationalism is kind of antithetical to everything they stand for. Unless it's Israel, of course. Then Israeli nationalism is fine. But, you know, everyone else isn't allowed to be a nationalist. The problem is without nationalism, you don't have patriotism. Patriotism and nationalism are two sides of the same coin. Now, when somebody believes in their nation and they're patriotic and nationalistic, they will fight and die for that country. Mercenaries will not die for you. People who are here for a welfare check will not die for you. They might riot. They might, you know, commit petty crime, but they're not gonna face a standing army and face almost certain death over a welfare check. So we're just watching basically the boomers and the Zionists and all these fucking people just try to buy themselves more time. That's all that's happening. There is no plan, there's no strategy. There is no path. They just are trying to stall and buy time. And it's over. It's already over. And it's not going to get any less over in the future. Like, BRICS has all the momentum on their side. The West is dying. They're cannibalizing their vassals, starting with Japan and then Europe. Europe's big. And here's the thing. Europe, rather than doing anything about any of these problems that they themselves are creating, they're trying to shut the internet down. That's their solution. Their solution to them destroying their countries and pissing off their population is to censor the internet. To shut down people reporting on protests. To make sure that if you want to access the internet, you have to dox yourself so they can arrest you for wrongthink. That's their master plan. So they're not going to, and I warned about this, as they lose power internationally, they're going to focus on holding onto power domestically, which means they're going to go from, like, projecting power to focusing on maintaining control over their population, primarily through very tyrannical means. So you're seeing this right now in the UK, where they're trying to make everyone log in using their, you know, their ID to show that they're an adult. This has nothing to do with porn. I warned about this for years. This whole shit about, like, oh, protecting kids from porn, it's so dumb. It's so obviously a lie. They are putting porn into schools. They are putting drag queens with their dicks hanging out in front of children in schools. Don't tell me you give a shit about protecting children from porn when you're putting porn in the schools. This has nothing to do with protecting kids from porn. This has everything to do with eliminating internet anonymity. They want to make sure that when you're on the internet, they know exactly who you are. Everything you do on the internet traces to your name and address, so that if you say something wrong, or you like the wrong thing, or you go to the wrong website, or you download the wrong thing, they can arrest you. That's what's going on in Europe. That's all they care about. That's their focus. Their focus has nothing to do with fixing the actual problems that are destroying their countries, even their own empire. All they care about is staying in power as the empire declines, holding on to what little power they can hold on to as they lose relevancy internationally. And this is why I say the stagflation will lead to hyperinflation and civil war. We're not going to be able to vote our way out of this. It's so fucked. I had some hope for Trump. You know, I thought maybe the assassination attempts and the, you know, having him arrested and ransacking his house, I thought he was actually going to, like, do something about the quote-unquote deep state. I thought he was actually, no, he just fucking sucks Jew cock. That's all he cares about. Like, he doesn't care, like, he just doesn't give a shit. And his big plan to make America great again is cannibalizing America's vassals and doubling down on the wars his voters literally voted for him to stop. He's, oh, we're going to end the Ukraine war in 24 hours. It's fucking the end of July. And they're talking about, oh, we're going to take Crimea. So fucking stupid. So that's all that's happening. There's nothing to report. Nothing substantive to report. Nothing is really going to change. The wars are already lost, but they're just going to stall. They're probably going to attack. Also, I'm hearing a lot of chatter about September. Supposedly, France is going to recognize Palestine in September. The House went into recess until September to avoid any discussion about the Epstein client list. So September is supposedly shit might happen politically. So my hunch is that Israel is going to attack Iran sometime in August, so that, or, and they're going to step up their genocide of the Palestinians, so that even if they try to declare Gaza, like, oh, we recognize the country of Gaza, everyone's dead already, so there's nothing to recognize. You know, Israelis killed them all, so, you know, everyone's dead. So, you know, whatever. Oh yeah, you recognize their graves, I suppose. So I don't know. That's just a hunch, though. It could be nothing. September could come and go, and literally nothing happens. But maybe just a hunch that Israel attacks Iran in August. Other than that, the regime is doubling down on the Ukraine war, talking about going to war with China, talking a lot of shit. Nothing to back it up. Absolutely nothing. So. It doesn't matter. It's over. Like, it's already over. The only, again, just anytime they start something, they're going to lose because they don't have the money. They don't have the armaments. They don't have anything. They have no ability to win. And any delusions they had of using nukes and getting away with it have already died in Iran the first time. They're not going to be able to just use nukes and trust that Russia and China will do nothing. Because they, you know, said, some, you know, yeah, they're a bunch of pussy. No, you should have been disavowed of that belief already. Maybe they won't. Maybe, you know, and I've said this since 2023. The regime's only path to victory at this point is to bring the world to the cusp of nuclear war and then trusting that China and Russia will cuck and let them win in order to avoid nuclear war. And they're still kind of sort of trying that. However, the problem is they've already been threatening this on and off for the better part of a year, and they cuck. Like, anytime they're threatening, oh, we're going to use nukes, and Russia's like, we'll nuke you back, and then they always back down. So if the plan was to bring the world to the edge of nuclear war and then get China and Russia to cuck, unfortunately, the West has been doing the cucking recently. So they don't have any credibility, and they certainly don't have any credibility on the diplomatic front after what they pulled with Iran. You know, using the false pretense of peace talks and negotiations to launch a decapitation strike and try to assassinate all the upper leadership. So, yeah, it's over. There's nothing really to talk about. It's just like, well, you know, BRICS hasn't destroyed the regime yet, and the regime is still talking a lot of shit and trying to stall, but it's already over. The Ukraine war is over. Anyone who actually thinks that Ukraine is going to win is fucking retarded. There's no fucking way Ukraine wins. No way in fucking hell. And the EU isn't going to do shit. They're talking at best of sending like maybe 60,000 troops. And we're talking a best case scenario, getting together a pan-European force of 60,000. Russia has an army of what, 3 million? 60,000 is fucking nothing. So there's no way in hell at all that NATO wins. Russia's already defeated NATO. Iran defeated Israel. It wasn't Iran calling for a ceasefire within 72 hours. It was Israel. And as far as going to war with China, you can't win. Like, if you can't defeat Russia or fucking Iran, there's no way in hell you're going to defeat China. And even Pete Hegseth knows that, because he said in an interview that anytime they do a war game or they go to war with China, America loses. So what is the plan? What's the big master plan to turn that around? Oh, there isn't one. There is no plan. You're just talking shit and stalling as you watch the empire crumble away. How about you deport 100 million foreigners, rebuild the manufacturing base, and take women's rights away? Get rid, like, there are so many things we could do that would actually fix these problems. And I understand taking women's rights away is like probably a bridge too far. But like, you need to raise the birth rate somehow. And importing a bunch of low IQ Indians isn't going to work. Like, sure, there are high caste Indians, high bell curve Indians, who, you know, they can do just as much as, you know, whatever. But they're the exception, not the rule, as we've learned. As we've turned on the spigot of just mass immigration from India, we're not getting a whole bunch of engineers and doctors and computer scientists. We're getting a bunch of like rurals who don't know what the fuck they're doing other than to go on welfare and shit in the street. So yeah, everything is going completely to hell. Everything. And we're just kind of along for the ride, watching it happen in slow motion. And everybody's kind of just waiting for the bailouts and the money printing and the stimmies to kick in. And they're not even like, here's what's crazy. Because what happened in 2023 under Biden with the Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank bailouts, normally what happened is you'd be preparing for a crash. You'd be going into cash, going into bonds, preparing for the crash. Then when the crash happens, you quickly rotate into like bank stocks. You start preparing for the bailouts. You know the bailouts are coming. But you know, you have a window where you can make money on the way down, buy at the bottom, and then make money on the way up. Now, because of instant same-day bailouts, people aren't even preparing for crashes anymore. They're preparing for same-day bailouts. So we have a bubble. We know it's going to pop. Rather than selling and preparing for a crash, just prepare for bailouts, which means the bubble gets reinflated. This is why it's going to take everything out, because everything is so inflated. Again, you have these AI companies that are completely unprofitable after 10 years, and they're valued at trillions of dollars. And they're going to change the world. They're going to replace everyone's job. They're going to do everything. Oh, this is the future. And okay, what is it? Like, you have AI chat. You have an AI chatbot that can. I guess it can. There are some jobs it can do. Like I guess somebody. People Google stuff for like WebMD. Like they have symptoms. They look them up on the internet. It tells them they have cancer. Apparently, like if you go to Grok and you ask medical questions, it can actually like it has access to all the same resources that doctors do. It could tell you what tests you need to get done and what you need to look for. It won't just tell you have cancer. It'll tell you, hey, you know, these are the tests you need to request and that sort of thing. So if you're like a primary care doctor. Yeah, an AI can replace a primary care doctor, only it can't. And you know why? You know why AI can't replace all these human professions? Because an AI can never be accountable. We talked about this on Wednesday with that AI that some boomer tried to program to update his company's files, and it erased everything because rather than use it as a tool, he just told it what to do and thought he'd be like a boomer supervisor and check in on it. And the AI just deleted everything. Now, here's the difference. Here's the problem. If you have a human that fucks up and deletes everything and ruins your company, you could sue them. There's accountability to a human. There's no accountability to an AI. An AI can never be accountable, which means an AI can never be a decision maker, which means an AI can never be anything more than a tool. You can't have AI doctors, because if the AI doctor gives you the wrong diagnosis and you die, who do you sue? The AI is a fucking computer program. And so an AI can never be accountable. You have to have a human being. This is also why you can't have self-driving semi-trucks. Because if there's a problem, there has to be a human for accountability, for legal accountability. Now, the human may do very little. Like, the human may just sit there and just kind of let the robot do 99% of the stuff, but he still needs to be there. There needs to be a human there to override the AI when needed so that there's some accountability, because only a human being can be accountable. Just like only a human being can pay taxes. AI cannot pay taxes. Companies cannot pay taxes. Only human beings can pay taxes. So anyway, it's all fake and gay. This whole shit is fake and gay. But we're still kind of just like the Ukraine war. Like, when does it end? When does the actual? I don't know. I don't know when it ends. It's over. Like, we just have to wait for the inevitable wrap up. I don't know when that's going to be. I don't know. Like, it's up to the government. The government keeps like just like they're propping up the markets, they're propping up the bubbles, they're propping up Ukraine, they're propping up everything. Everything is being propped up by the government. So essentially, like, everything's going to collapse at the same time. Because basically when the government runs out of tools, that's when everything collapses. And it's not going to be like a widow recession. It's going to be biblical Armageddon, like the worst shit ever in the history of ever. Like, it's going to be catastrophic. Global financial meltdown. And the only people who are going to come out not unscathed. I mean, even if you own real assets and your assets maintain their value, it's going to destroy everything. It's going to be bad. But you know, hey, well, I mean, Israel, right? Israel, we got to do what Israel wants. We can't fix our own problems in this country. We got to just keep sacrificing everything for Israel. So that's all that's going on. There's your geopolitical. There's your financial update. The economy's in recession. The markets are being propped up. The wars are over, but the empire is being propped up with money we don't have, and we're still talking shit, and we're stalling. And that's it. That's it. That's the kind of the theme. We're stalling. We don't want to just rip the Band-Aid off, take the L, and like start fixing shit. We gotta fucking stall and buy some time and make it to Friday. And I don't know how long this goes. How long can this go on? I don't know. 6 months? A year? 2 years? Trump's going to be president for 3 more years after 2025. That's a long time to be propping up all these bubbles and failed wars. So I don't think Trump makes it through his term without the reckoning. But I don't know when. I don't know when it's going to happen. It could be sooner. It could be later. Who knows? Who fucking knows? But there you go. That's really all I have to say. So there's your update. I'm sorry if you're looking for... There's really nothing to talk about. There's nothing happening. Like, Russia's winning. BRICS is winning. Everything's going as I predicted. It's just, rather than taking the L and being smart and trying to hold their empire together, they're just doubling down and stalling. So, okay. I guess you're going to go down hard. Okay, fair enough. So, there you go. That's it. All right. Well, I don't have anything else to talk about, unfortunately. There's some, like, there's that shit with, like, we could make fun of feminists. There's that shit with that whole, like, that T website where women, I'll talk about this. So there's that T website, and I don't mean the letter T. I mean, you know, like spilling the tea, that slang term for gossiping. So women wanted to make a gossip site where they could upload pictures of guys they've dated from dating apps, dox them, defame them, trying to ruin their dating life, and then use it as a resource where women could look up guys, like, you know, like doing a background check, and they got to check the little sisterhood hive mind to see like what other women are saying about these guys. And so they made this website. Now, to keep men from posting on this website, you had to actually dox yourself to the website to verify that you're a woman. So everyone was uploading their ID and their picture to show that they're really a woman. And then they were creating these profiles, you know, spilling the tea about how these guys were pieces of shit and how they used them for sex and they're awful and you shouldn't date them and just talking all this shit about these guys. Well, apparently someone at this website forgot to put in any kind of, you know, cybersecurity, and everything leaked. And so all these people's their IDs, their names and everything, even their location data was on this website. So their maps have been created showing where they all are. Their pictures have been created. And these women are fucking like twos and threes. And they're talking shit about guys who are, you know, and the thing is we talk about this all the time, but this is just like so, it just crystallizes everything we talk about. So you have these women who are twos and threes, who are hooking up with guys on dating apps who are much more attractive than they deserve to. Like, these guys are, you know, they're normal guys. They're not like, they're in the probably the top 20%, I guess, but they're not in the top 5%. They're not like the fuckboy Chads, but they're in the top 80% or the top 20%. So they're getting these twos and threes in their DMs, and these guys are basically just using them for sex, right? So, no, you know, this guy who's like a 7 or an 8, he's not going to marry you. You're a fucking 3. But he'll fuck you. He'll use you for sex. He'll take you out, you know, nowhere fancy, nowhere expensive, nowhere that his friends might see him. But he'll take you out, spend a little money on you, and fuck you and your pussy. And then when he's done fucking you and your pussy, he's going to ghost you, and he's going to move on to the next 3, and he's going to fuck her and her pussy. And that's the life of a guy who's actually getting some attention on like these dating apps. Because most guys don't. The bottom 80%, completely invisible. And this whole T app were basically these 2s and 3s who were heartbroken by these 7s and 8s who were using them for sex. And they want to try to ruin their dating life by talking shit about them. And they're all 2s and 3s. They're fat, ugly, old, and they're talking shit about these guys. And the fact that the irony is this whole website was basically to allow these fucking Karens to dox and defame these innocent guys for the crime of, you know, not calling them back after fucking them. And then they got their data leaked. And then these women, I see women defending this shit, talking like, oh, why can't women have a space? Because this wasn't just a space for women to feel safe. This was a space for women to defame and commit libel against men that they didn't like and prevent them from defending themselves. This isn't even the first time this kind of concept has happened. There's been other websites and tools related to this, and they usually get shut down for legal reasons, for obvious legal reasons. The fact that this ended with like a giant data breach and everyone getting doxxed and it showed how fat and ugly they are, it's just basically just, it's like a hilarious bonus. But this website was always going to be shut down because it violates privacy laws. It's libelous. It's defamatory. You're literally trying. The whole purpose of this website is to damage men's reputation. That's it. You're spreading bullshit about somebody with the intent, the malicious intent to try to damage their reputation. So if they wanted to sue you, they have every fucking right to, and they can sue the website as well because they're putting defamatory information on a website. So that website was on borrowed time anyway. So I don't know if it was like either these people are really stupid and they didn't do their homework, because again, this isn't the first time a website like this has been created, or they're not stupid and this was a honey trap. Like, this was all run by guys to get these mids to register with the website so they would be doxxed. And they did this intentionally as, like, an elaborate prank. I kind of doubt that, but it would be kind of funny if it turned out that that's what this was. It was just, like, an elaborate prank app to dox all these 2s and 3s for talking shit about guys on dating apps. But I don't know. That's it. That's what's going on. So, anyway.
Yeah, other thing about this app that I heard about was that it could be weaponized by like HR and such. Like, let's say your HR lady gets on it and sees someone that you know and like works at your company. Like, this person can get fired for whatever reason because, oh no, you upset one of my girlfriends that works here. Right. I remember it was Joker was doing a video on this, Better Bachelor.
Right.
And he was explaining all these different ways how this could be weaponized against a man just because. I mean, you could never have even slept with a girl. It could be that, you know, she just wants, as a vendetta against you, and just wants your job and wants you eliminated from the picture just so she can get your promotion. So
I'm
glad this happened. I'm glad they're getting doxxed.
Yeah, and I've actually personally dealt with women trying to basically get me in trouble so they could try to take my job. Women just do this shit, you know, like if they can't, because women are stupid and inferior, so they can't compete, especially with a competent man. So they have to resort to like underhanded fucking bullshit tactics to try to get some guy in trouble. You know, they'll basically report shit to your supervisor, try to get you in trouble so they can take your job. This actually, I'll dox myself if I talk about this, but this happened to me where somebody. This woman wanted my job. She wasn't qualified for it. But she did was she'd make notes. She just made these notes, these elaborate notes of everything I did that was against policy. And she reported it not to my boss. She reported it to my boss's boss so that the order came down to my boss to let me go. And he didn't have any say because, oh, this giant report was listed by this woman. So they let me go and everything fell apart. I was doing everything. I was the unreplaceable element in that entire organization. And when they let me go, everything fell apart. Not only did she not get my job, everyone got fired, including her, because the entire thing fell apart without me. And that, but she still did it. That still happened. And that's the way women are. And the whole time she was doing this, the whole time she was making these notes trying to get me fired, she was smiling and hanging out and playing it cool, acting like one of the guys. And the whole time she was trying to get me fired because she thought she deserved my job. And she just got herself fired at the end of the day. But that's how women are. That's how it be, yo. So, yeah, but you're right. HR, when they do background checks, they check your social media. They'll try, if you don't use an anonymous internet pseudonym, you're wrong. If you use anything on social media that is tied to your real name, or if you use the same email, because they have the ability to look up social media by email. If you use the same email for multiple accounts, like you have a shitposting internet account and you have your real account, but they use the same email, they will link those two emails and they'll know that whatever is hosted on this other account is you. And you will be denied employment based on what you did with your internet shithost account. Because, or if you liked the wrong tweet or retweeted something, even if it was 10 years ago, I've seen people not get hired because of shit they did as a teenager. You know, they went through like a phase at 16 where they were like, they said the N-word or some shit. When they were 16, and now they're in their 20s and they can't get a job. Because of shit they did on social media when they were 16. So, yep. It's, I don't know what to tell you. But yeah, it's that's stupid. That's it. Okay, so I don't know if the donation bot isn't working or if everyone's just like got better things to do tonight. But I'm done. There's nothing else to talk about in terms of like updates, and there's no super chats. So I guess we're done. I'll give the room a refresh just to see, just to double check. I know I was having some issues. I'll just refresh the room, see if there's anything. Nope. All right. No, there's nothing. All right, cool. So looks like we're going to have a nice early show today. Sorry about the actually, you know what? Okay, Shogun, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. So there hasn't been any roboting, right?
Correct. You sound good. And okay. Have since the last.
All right. Since we literally have nothing going on, I'm going to start my PNG Tuber app to see if the roboting starts again. Okay. So we're gonna do. Let me know if the roboting starts. Let me just turn on the thing. All right. So there's my PNG Tuber. Let me know if the roboting kicks in. This is just more for. For me, just to see if it was the PNG Tuber program. Now I do have another. This avatar I created this week. You know, I gave the panning eyes and the wiggling cigar, but I did have my earlier avatar that's much less, you know, elaborate. That didn't cause any roboting. So maybe this new avatar is just too elaborate. I might switch to the other one if this one is causing issues. But do you hear any roboting?
You sound fine to me.
Okay. All right. Then I don't know what was causing the roboting. Usually it's like an internet thing. But my internet is fine.
Weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, buddy. All right. Well, I guess that's it. So I don't have anything else to talk about. You know, like Israel might start a war with Iran in August. They're going to double down on the Ukraine war. They're apparently going to still push forward with this war on China. The markets are going to get the can kicked down the road for 6 months, and the bubble is going to stay inflated, until the banks start failing, until the bond market crashes. So look forward to that. But until that happens, we're just kind of like, you know, it's like we all know the Ukraine war is over, but it's not over. It's not officially over. There hasn't actually been an official end to the war, but the war's over. So that's we're in that period of time where there's no new surprises coming, but nothing is officially wrapped up, and we have to wait for the official resolution. And I don't know when that's going to be. It could be probably not anytime too soon. If I were a betting man, I would definitely say within Trump's term, sometime in the next 4 years, everything's going to go to shit. But in the meantime, I don't know when exactly. I couldn't tell you. I wanted to believe that the recession would begin next month with the Q2 GDP numbers, because it's not an election year. It's the perfect time to rip the Band-Aid off, let prices come down, you know, make housing affordable. You still have a year to recover before the midterms, and the midterms aren't even that important. You know, like it's the best time to let the recession happen. And yet I see no evidence that that's happening. None. I see all the evidence pointing in the opposite direction. So yeah, it's going to get bad, but what are you going to do? All right. Oh, hold on. All right. We just had 7 super chats drop in all at once. So maybe the widgets aren't working. Okay. All right. So, because I thought, okay. Well, I guess it's a good thing I was stalling for time. I don't know. Oh, wow. Okay. Now we got 13 super chats. Okay. Something was going on with the super chat widget because we weren't having any super chats. And then all of a sudden we got 13 in a matter of seconds. All right. I guess we'll answer these. And there we go. And Celestina doesn't work. All right. It's going to be one of those shows. All right. Everything's broken. Let me refresh Celestina's widget. Let me at least try this. All right. Let's try it one more time before I start answering these manually. Okay. All right. There we go. All right. Refreshing her widget fixed it.
Splattenburgers donated $5. The black pill has destroyed my ability to enjoy fiction. The blue pill tropes are just too obvious, and it just makes me depressed while watching or reading it. The problem cannot be solved by going back in time. Even older works suffer from this, with leftist blue pills simply being replaced with conservative ones. Literally all normie culture is bucked bullshit.
Kind of. Yeah, you're kind of right. It has to do with slave morality, master morality. So master morality kind of sort of died. I don't know. Well, I don't want to put too fine of a point on it. I don't know. Like more like the 1800s at the latest. You know, I know the Napoleonic era, like Napoleon was kind of a big deal. But after Napoleon, that was kind of the end of like the great man, and everything was about slave morality. I mean, you could trace it all the way back to Christianity. So if you're looking for some type of culture, some type of thing to get lost in as a form of escapism, but that isn't seeped in like leftist blue pills, as you say, not really. You're not really going to find it. Because in fact, this happened today on X. Someone was talking about they were talking about Conan the Barbarian. Oh, hold on. Now Jitsi's down. What the fuck is happening? All right, so the Jitsi room crashed. I don't know. I don't even know. Anyway, so Conan the Barbarian wasn't stupid. You know, even though he's a barbarian, he was very smart, and he outsmarted his enemies and cut their... He was a big, strong, but he wasn't like a dumb brute. And he was wondering, like, where did this dumb brute stereotype come from? It comes from slave morality. So being strong is obviously preferable. If you're physically strong, that's a good thing. It makes you superior to those who are not physically strong. But because of slave morality, the weak have to be in charge. So the strong guy has to be deficient. He cannot be superior. He has to be deficient so he can be inferior to the weak man. And so they're either evil or they're stupid. If they're a good, strong man, they're always stupid. Because if he wasn't stupid, he would make the weak man feel insecure because he was strong and smart. So if you're strong and good, you're stupid. If you're strong and not stupid, you have to be evil. That way, maybe you're superior mentally and physically, but you're inferior morally because you're the bad guy. But it all has to do with this elevation of the weak due to slave morality. And you see this everywhere. Like the Hulk, he's a good guy, but he's also dumb. But Thanos, he's not dumb, but he's evil. So being strong, you're not good, or you're not smart. And the smart guys, they're always like, the smartest guys are always like really weak. Like, who's the smartest superhero? It's Batman. What's his superpower? He's a billionaire. But he's really smart, see? And he could fight Superman. He could fight these superheroes with God power because he's so smart, because he's a normal guy. It is what it is. So, yes, it's everywhere. It's literally everywhere. Where do you go if you want some form of catharsis or relief or escapism? What type of fiction you enjoy? I don't know. Honestly, the reason why, like, if you're pretty much right wing, you don't read fiction. Most right wing guys don't read fiction. They read philosophy, history, or, you know, poetry, like stuff like that. They don't read fiction. They're not trying to get lost in an imaginary world. They're trying to understand the real world. There's things you can do. There's, you know, there's games you can work out, you're a bodybuilder. There's like right wing things you do. But the key is, if you want to be like right wing, I guess, to focus on self improvement. You know, like the left, they don't want to improve. They want to escape. That's why fiction appeals to the left. But if you want to be right wing, you have to like focus on improvement. That's why a lot of people on the right read history and philosophy. They don't read Harry Potter. So, yeah, hopefully that helps. All right.
Oh, okay, Jesus. The roboting starting to come back.
All right. Yeah, and my VTuber thing started delaying again. So it's got to be the VTuber thing. VTuber thing, because it does interact with my microphone. So I guess that's just a thing we can't have. Can't have nice things. Let me figure out where that. There we go. Sorry, let me kill the process. There we go. All right. I will try. I'll go back to my less animation intensive. I thought it'd be cool to have like the eyes pan and have the cigar wiggle, but apparently there's too much animation. It was too fancy for this world. So we gotta. What's stupid is it's not like my computer's resources are being taxed. I don't know why it causes those problems, but it is. I do notice that after a few minutes the audio desyncs. So there is. It's just a program. Maybe the guy will fix it and update it or whatever. All right. Is everything fixed now that I shut it down?
Yep. Sound good again.
All right. Okay. So it's the PNG tuber avatar thing. It apparently screws up your audio when it. I don't know why. I don't know why it can't work. I'll look into, because I already created all the assets. I might just look into a different program. Maybe there's a program that works better. I was using a program called PNG Tuber Plus, which is free. But obviously, it's got problems if it's causing audio issues. So I will look into another program. Or maybe I'll go back to my old model where the eyes are fixed and there's no cigar wiggle. And maybe by eliminating that additional animation, that will prevent it from crashing. I don't know. Anyway, sorry about that. All right, let's get through this. And did Celestina break again? Jesus fucking Christ. All right, let me reset Celestina again. What is going on? Everything is fucking breaking. I don't even know. Maybe it's not even the PNG tuber thing. Maybe it's just shit's breaking. I don't even know. Okay, let me just reset Celestina. And then we'll... Whatever. Now I'm kind of annoyed. Like, when shit doesn't work and I don't know why, it kind of pisses me off, so... And... Okay, now the website's crashed. Okay, I'm going to hit refresh. Because I can't even click anything. Is the website even going to load? And the website's not even loading. Alright, well... Alright, well, unfortunately, since the website's not loading, I can't even access any of the donations. But I had to do something because clicking stuff wasn't doing anything. The whole website was frozen. But now that I've hit refresh, now it's nothing but a gray screen with nothing on it. All right. Well, All right. Well, that's I guess that's it. For those of you who donated, I will get to your super chats, I guess, on Wednesday. I don't know what's going on. Everything is breaking. But I don't know. And it's not my internet. My internet is perfectly stable. Oh, hold on. The website loading again, but I have to re-log in. I've been logged out. Oh, I can't log in. Oh boy. My account's been deleted, or the website's broken, and now we're back to a gray screen. Okay. All right. Well, you know what? Sometimes you just gotta just take the L, go to bed, start out fresh tomorrow. So there we go. The website is fucked, and I can't be bothered to deal with this shit. Hold on. Now the website's working again. Can I log in? Eh? Huh? No? Alright. Nope. Alright, I don't know what's going on. Maybe Kingsland or AMR are doing something on the back end to fix this. But, wow. Alright, I'm done. So, anyway. This is fucking retarded. Thanks for hanging out, everyone. Have a good night. Thank you to our sponsor. Sorry for everything. Oh, okay, you know what I'll do? Let me see. Does MGTOW.TV work? Maybe I could just use MGTOW.TV to manually scroll through all the fucking... Because, unfortunately, I have no way to organize all the super chats on MGTOW.TV. But maybe I can find the super chats and just answer them manually. Because we live in a society and nothing... Okay, it's not letting me log into the website. So the website is completely down. All right, okay. And MGTOW.TV is... the chat just crashed. Now it's black. I was trying to scroll through to find the donations and now the entire chat segment of the screen just disappeared. All right. Okay, so I'm going to just take the L. Unlike the government, I know when to take the L and just admit when this isn't going to work. So shout out to the Dollhouse and Era Venus and MetWeb and Revy Consulting. Sorry, everything's broken. Have a good night. Bye.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
War. War never changes. In the current year, women have declared war on men. Men are not only guilty until proven innocent, but they are not even allowed to prove their innocence. In response to this warfare waged by women, known as feminism, men have sought refuge with waifus. Artificial women able to satisfy a man's need for love and sex. Retailers like the Dollhouse began to spread, bringing waifus to men everywhere, freeing them from the enslavement of feminism. Get your waifu today from thedollhouse.com or dc.dollhouse.com if you're in the United States. before they're banned by feminism so they can control men once more. Go to thedollhouse.com and dcdollhouse.com to find your waifu today before it's too late.
Revy from Revy Innovations, creator of the Spinning Robot Pussy. He is offering his services in business and technology consulting to the MGTOW community. He's an engineer specializing in robotics and automation. He's worked in military research, biomedical, and the space industry. He holds a master's and a PhD from two of the top universities in the U.S., but he wants to help the MGTOW community and those with a similar background to reach their full potential. So he's launched Revy Consulting. And he offers services such as tech career consulting, academic career consulting, and tech startup idea evaluation / design roadmap. He's very experienced in all of these fields, and he wants to offer his services to the community at a very reduced rate to try to help his brothers also find success in their chosen profession as well. Interested? Contact Revy at the email on the screen. Set up an appointment from someone who's a veteran in the industry who can help you achieve success as well.
Sweet.